fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
They say you can judge a man by the company you keep. is your plan? You say the word, I won't.
No, I don't believe it's wise. You're going to have trouble. This country isn't right for farming, and most of the people around here think you'll never be bothered by homesteaders. The country wasn't right for farming in Spring Valley. You know what happened there? It couldn't stop the homesteaders from moving in. Plowed up the land, working for a couple of years, and then they moved out. Now the valley's all grown up with weeds. There's no good for range, either.
I know. The days of the open range are over. I can see that as well as you do. And it's going to be hard to make these ranchers face the future.
My job.
Otto and I are going to stay near Buffalo Pass.
You may need it.
I guess so.
You think you ought to start wearing a gun?
Well, you've got along without one.
Yeah,
but wearing a gun forced you to kill a man once. It's in self-defense, I know. And when the jury acquitted you, you told me you'd never wear a gun again. Well, Buffalo Pass isn't much different from Spring Valley. You might run into the same situation.
You're right. The six-shooter stays on the wall.
No stopping here, Ray. There's the ranch down below.
Uh-huh. Nice breath.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'll need it. Get up there, boy.
Something to say.
Boys, I've only been here a week, but I want to tell you right now, you're the finest crew I ever worked with.
No, I mean.
So far, we got along fine. I'm going to start giving some orders that you won't like.
Well, we figured we'd have to go to work sooner or later. Round up the strays, you
say? Well, as none of you can guess, so we'll just sit tight and listen.
I want you to file homestead claims on every inch of ground in this valley.
Hey,
hear me out, boy. I know you're not farmers, and you don't have to be. The law says if you file a claim to a section of land and build on it, that land is yours.
You explained it to me, boys, but I still haven't got it straight. We're not going to live in the bunkhouse anymore?
Well, you'll have to live in your cabin. You'll still eat up here, that's all.
It's going to be mighty inconvenient.
The ranch will pay you grazing rights on your land.
That ain't bad.
And in time, we'll buy it.
Only
what, sometimes?
Gosh, blinking, Ray, we don't want to even look like homesteaders.
No, this is the only way we can keep them out of the valley.
Now, listen, I've got a name for borrowing trouble. That's why they call me Sunshine. Not even me is figured on homesteaders bothering us here.
They will. By spring at the latest.
Well, you come from farther east. You know what the ranchers have been up against there. You know what you're doing.
Now, that isn't all, though.
That's all you told me.
Wait. From Rock Point north to the Sycamores, then from the Sycamores east to the ranch, and from the ranch south to the pass, from the pass west to Rock Point, we're going to build a fence.
You can't mean it, boss.
You boys have filed your claims.
A fence at Buffalo Pass.
A fence all around the Circle Bar Range.
You might have something
nice.
But you can't. There's other cattle besides ours running the range.
Yeah. Many have.
He's sticking a knife in the back of our fence.
No. Knowing that what the law will have to do, sooner or later.
Then let it be later. This ranch isn't gone. Cattlemen like me have fought barbed wire all across the state of Wyoming. If you think I'm going to start stringing it now, you're local, Ray.
The fence is going to be built. If you want to be counted out, Sunshine, that's up to you. It's all your time with a 2 month bonus.
Well, I've been here 5 years.
And I'd hate to lose you, but that goes for everybody. This job has got to be done. If you don't want any part of it, just draw your time and clear out.
Maybe if the boys would like a little time to think about it, Ray.
Oh, sure. Any questions you have, I'll be glad to answer them.
Did old man Richardson give you the go-ahead on this?
He certainly did.
Well, the candid is candid. Most likely me and the boys will be sticking by you, son. We'll file the claims, and we'll build the cabins, and we'll build the fence. Can't you know what's going to happen?
The Circle Bar Range will be safe.
Yeah, but we won't. Our rancher friends are going to have something to say about that. We won't be living all together here. We'll be scattered all over the valley. They'll get us one by one while we're sleeping. Mark my words, Ray. At the end of the year, there won't be a mother son of us alive.
Good night, son.
Sure is, Ann. The tall, cut heaven, been a long time getting to the race.
Been a lot of work in the rain.
Yeah. Now, if you come, I don't think you better stay.
Why not?
Just found out that your crew has filed homestead claims and you're building a fence.
What?
That's
true.
He's a mighty
unpopular
with a man inside. You don't want any such thing around here, so
you don't care. I don't care, Agent.
All the more reason for you to bear
I'd like a chance to talk with the men.
They've heard your arguments. They got them from
Sunshine. I might be able to argue a little better.
It won't do you any good. Oh, I like you, Ray. I don't want to see you get into any trouble, and you're asking for it. That fence will never be built. Keep time. Well, I can't answer for what...
Gordon, get out of here. There we are. There's only one way to deal with a fence building homestead and trails. Hope you again.
You're Bill Kendall, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sheriff Kendall.
Yeah, let my badge inside. This is man to man.
Sorry, I can't oblige you. I don't carry a gun.
We'll fix that, Ed. Give him one, boy.
No, thanks.
Yellow, huh?
Take off your gun belt, and I'll answer that with my fist.
Yeah, teach me. Oh, hold it, Vic.
No, you can't. Now, wait a minute.
Inside the house,
Anna.
There's no place for you.
Won't stop
it. Come on, you fool cat. Come and get it.
I'm ready.
Ah. Ray Gordon's the only one who knows where we are.
We see who it is plenty soon.
We better step back out of the light of the fire.
Ah.
Hi, Ray. Anybody around?
It is Ray.
Oh, there you are. I thought I saw a silver bag in the tree.
What brings you here this time of night?
Well, can you see my face good?
You've been in the fight?
Yep. I've been carrying a gun. I've been done for.
What happened?
Well, I rode over to Hardy Ranch for a party, and the sheriff and I put on the entertainment. They're all against me, Matt, man.
I thought they would be.
I know I'm right, only... Well, I don't want to take any chance of my boys getting hurt. They're all living on a claim, you know, and...
What shall I do?
Go ahead, Ray. You mean that?
You keep a close watch on Kendall and Hardy and all the other ranchers. We'll answer for the safety of your men.
That's the promise I've been looking for. Thanks, mister.
Adios, Ray.
Adios. Get up, boy.
I had a talk with Sunshine today. Sitting with Gordon, at least you think he is. But tonight we're going to give him a last choice. Hot Lance has quit his job.
Hey, some of the boys would rather go after Gordon himself.
So would I. He's got 10 men up the ranch, Harrisville. He would be able to smoke him out. Sunshine will quit, don't worry about that. And when he does, the whole crew will follow suit. Are you ready?
All right, Will.
Let's pull your bandanas over your face and let's get going.
Back,
Harry. Maybe
half mile.
It's going to be close. Come on,
Gilbert. Get him up. Out.
There's the cabin.
And no light.
Let's hope the sun's lined up at the ranch.
Ah.
He isn't, though. There's his horse to the side.
Ah.
Get his saddle.
That's what to do it.
Hip. Sunshine.
Huh?
Pull on your boots. Kendall, the ranchers are on their way here.
Kendall?
Hurry up.
Diane.
Your horse will be saddled. We'll head to the ranch house.
I knew something like this would happen. I told you. You're mad.
Never mind that.
What's already?
They're coming. Final board.
Right.
Yep.
Come on, Bill.
Come on, Sal.
On the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. As the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Sunshine raced across the level range toward the ranch house, a bright glare leaped to the sky behind them. Sunshine's cabin had been fired. By the time they reached the main corral of the ranch, they found Ray and several men already in the saddle.
Me up. If I'd have known you was friends with the Lone Ranger and he was around here, I'd have felt a heap better about this. But all the same...
Who was it? Kendall and the ranchers.
I told you about Kendall laying down the law to me today.
They didn't follow you? They saw they couldn't catch us. But your other men out there are not safe. It's time to move back to the ranch house.
They're claiming
that a sacrifice for them will sacrifice their lives.
You're back. We'll round them up tonight.
Why, Sheriff, leading a bunch of night riders.
That's what I've been wondering about. If it weren't for Kendall, Hardy and the rest of them wouldn't try violence. There's something personal in this, Ray. The sheriff doesn't forget the duties of his office without a good reason.
He only took the job of sheriff because he couldn't get Ray's job.
Is that true?
So they tell me.
That's it, then. Fence or no fence, he wants to drive you out of here.
He's still been trying to make the boys quit.
How about it, boys? You still with me?
You got him sold, Ray. He'll stick by us to the end.
He'll be living back here at the ranch. The work on the fence will go on. Kendall will see that he doesn't have a chance of making trouble with your crew.
Will he give up?
That wouldn't be my guess. But we'll have to wait and see what he tries next. Round up the boys out on the range.
Right away.
And one thing more, Ray. Carry a rifle in the boot of your saddle from now on.
But you told me not.
That isn't the same as carrying a six-gun. If your crew is attacked during the day, you want to fight with them.
I see what you mean.
And stay with your men. Don't ride alone day or night.
Well,
I made you a promise. I want one in return.
It makes sense, kid.
All right. I promise.
And I'll see that he keeps his last man.
Good.
Come on, Silver. Get him up. Come on.
You paid the canyon of Mrs. Bill?
Yeah, baby.
I thought you was playing a long game with the ranchers.
Too long to suit me. They're letting that cordon all break away with his plans. They won't do a thing to stop him.
Seems to me I heard about a little raiding party a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, nothing came of it.
You still want to be the manager of the Cecil Bottom?
With Gordon out of the way, I would be.
So you come to see me?
Well, old friends are best, baby.
I never done business with a sheriff before.
Oh, this badge don't mean a thing to me, you know that.
If I can depend on it, what's on your mind?
You always like to make your own plan.
Take him prisoner. Is that it?
Get him out of the way. For good.
Old man Richardson pay a nice ransom.
Never that.
No? And what would you pay?
Well, I couldn't pay anything until I got the job. Afterwards... Well, there's 10,000 head of cattle on the Circle Bar Range.
That ain't exactly news.
I'll promise you 1,000 head a year.
If you get the job.
I will.
Here's here.
You mean it? How are you going to work it?
Just tell me everything you know about the range and Gordon. Like you say, I always make my own plans.
Getting dark, boys.
Got to figure out where to run the fence tomorrow.
Maybe we should have brought a few more of the boys with us.
Why take them away from the work?
Remember your promise to the masked man?
I'm not alone.
You're practically alone.
I wouldn't say that.
Just the same.
Nothing's going to happen, Sunshine. Nothing has for the past 2 weeks. Nothing will. The ranchers are pulling their horns.
And I wonder why the Lone Ranger is still allowed here.
I haven't seen him.
I did last night.
Well, look. We don't want to fence off this water hole. The draw from the Hardy place runs down here and will leave the hole for their cattle. Now...
Hey, it's good of them! Help your rifle, boys! It's an animal! Out of that draw. The light wasn't good.
How many?
Well, I saw five or six. There might have been more.
How does that feel?
Fine, masked man.
I go that way. Toward Canyon. Maybe 10 horse.
Your horse is still here, Sunshine. We're riding for the sheriff.
Kendall?
It's his job to find the man who did it.
I figure he did it himself.
We may be able to find out about that when we talk to him. Here, I'll help you into your saddle.
Oh, on far from the ranch, I should get the boys.
You'll talk to the sheriff first.
Yep.
Come on, boy.
Get up there, Tyler.
Ideas about that mask, Kendall. This is the Lone Ranger.
We have some work for you, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Ray Gordon and Sunshine were dragged out to the foot of Hardy's draw.
Sunshine looks all right. What about Gordon?
We don't know. He disappeared. But Tonto can show you the trail.
He ain't going back on you.
I'll follow that trail by myself.
We're ready to help you. You'll need a posse to round up the gang.
I don't need anybody. I'll follow the trail by myself. You three can worry about your business. You get me?
We got you, Sheriff. Come on, Sunshine.
What's the idea? He's up to something.
Of course he is, Tonto. You ride away with us, but you come back here. Follow him. Mark the trail for us, so don't let yourself be seen.
Where are we going?
Yep.
Our first stop is Hardy's Ranch.
Go on, Phil. Let him up. Out.
Take his place.
Well, if the folks will have me, count on my vote.
And mine, no.
the way I treated you, Ray.
You just thought you were in the right, that's all.
Well, about the fence, I still think I am. Masked men, there's nobody got the interests of the West more at heart than you have. And that goes for us ranchers, too, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Then how about it? Doesn't the end of the open range mean the end of ranching?
Not if you meet the problem the way Gordon's meeting it.
What? You're on his side?
Let him talk to you. Give him a chance to tell you the story of Spring Valley. After that, you'll be on his side, too.
That's hard to believe.
Well, yeah, listen to me.
The masked man wants me to. What else can I do?
Good.
I'm to bring Silver. Scout.
You won't be sorry, Tex. It never hurt anyone to face the future. There's only one way to get ahead, and that's to go forward. Adios.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.